Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Sony Michel, the Miami Dolphins running back. Part of that NFC West group of running backs that all came in. And we'll talk to him and coming up here. What a cool story, man. Anytime you grow up down here and you get a chance to come back and play for the team where you grew up, that's pretty cool. And had one of the great high school careers down here at American Heritage Plantation. So he's expected to join us here in just a few minutes, hopefully. We have all that stuff going on. So we got to get back to Woody, we got anything coming in? I'm just curious. So listen, golf right now is hard to watch too, and I'm gonna give you a little credit, because I did turn it on for a split second over the weekend, out of habit, and no, I didn't know any of the names. It's really, really hard right now with some of the big names are on the other tour, but a lot of the guys just aren't playing right now, getting ready for the playoffs that they have in the PGA Tour for a lot of friggin' money. So they're ramping up for that, but that event they put on, whew, hope they didn't have to pay a lot for that. But saying that, I just can't watch bowling on TV.
No, I mean, took well, the kids. It looks like the season wrapped up.
Oh, man.
End of July, yeah.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Would have loved to have gone a little farther.
But anyway, hey, listen, I think we've got Sony Michel just calling us right now, so Woody's going to get that all taken care of, and we'll jump into all the stuff. Real quickly, by the way, the depth chart out, and for the Dolphins, I know everybody likes to read into it. This is where the coach comes out and says, hey, don't read into this stuff too much, and if you're not aware of it, we're going to have more on the Dolphin depth chart coming up here by the end of the show. We'll give you an idea of what's going on. Really no surprises, no real big surprises, but we will talk more about it for what it's worth a little bit later on. But right now?
Right. Camp is right now in Tampa, so training camp coverage brought to you by Miami-Dade Public County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. We're going to talk to Sony Michel right now from Tampa. Sony, thank you for the time. We always appreciate it, my man.
Thank you for having me.
Sony, it's always great having you, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I got to ask you, what's it been like for the first time being able to come back home where you went to high school and play with the Miami Dolphins? What's that been like?
Oh, it's been great. Being home, I think anybody that's ever played in their hometown can attest to this, that it's a wonderful feeling. You know, you get to play in front of your home crowd. You're right in your backyard, and you know, and it's what you're used to.
So let me ask you. I always wondered this when you and James White and other guys from South Florida were playing for the Patriots. How much did you love to come home and play these games and kind of stick it to the Dolphins a little bit? Was that always in the back of the mind a little bit?
You know, I mean, especially because it was a division opponent. You know, we were very pumped up to play this game. But coming home and knowing that we were going to have family here.
Yeah, that's
I
great.
I think that was one of the cool moments.
Sony, you've only been in the league 4 years and you've won two Super Bowls. That's not fair, my friend. That is not fair. What's that like having those rings? One with the Patriots and now one with the Rams.
Oh man, I'm blessed. It's been a wonderful 4 years. You know, you can't asked for a better script. But, you know, winning one with New England was a great journey. Winning one with L.A. last year was also a great journey. And, you know, you always hear from the GOAT of the NFL, Tom Brady. He said the most important ring is the next one. So
yeah,
I'm back home. I'm excited. Obviously, it's a process to it. And, you know, that's ultimately the goal.
All right, I don't want to fast forward too much, but you know how South Florida is and how these Dolphin fans are. You imagine a Super Bowl victory for the Miami Dolphins. You said the next ring is the most important one. You imagine what it would be like down here, winning here for the Dolphins. Ooh. And seeing what it would be like here in South Florida, growing up knowing that you saw what happened with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's part of the sports. It's hard winning football games in this league. And, you know, as players, we respect that. And we understand what's at stake. You know, we understand the process. And as Dolphins players, we understand the history of this team. Yes, we are working hard to, you know, become a better team each and every day and to try to, you know, make history. And that's the goal.
Sony, I got to ask you, what's it like? I've never seen anything like it. I think you've seen a little bit of this in New England with so many backs, but Chase Edmonds here, Raheem Mostert, you come in, Miles Gaskin and Ahmed also here, still from the Dolphins, the five of you. I always wonder, what's that veteran competition been like so far?
It's been great, man. These are some great guys, great people, let alone great backs. Everybody know what they could do on the field. But, you know, I think it's pretty cool to get to know these guys a little bit more. It's been fun competing with them, and I've been enjoying it. I'm still enjoying it. And, you know, it's always great to have competition because it raises your level of play.
Sony, I know you've been asked the similarities between Sean McVay and Mike McDaniel. Never seen a coach like this. It's a different style from what you're used to with Coach Belichick and I'm used to with Coach Shula. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been great. It's always cool, you know, playing for a coach that's, you know, that has his own style that's unique to himself. He coaches his way, not someone else's way. At least you know you're getting the authentic him. And that, as a player, you can respect that a lot. And it's been great, man. You know, this organization has, you know, treated me and the players well. Coach, you know, he puts the players first. He makes sure, you know, we get whatever we need to be put in position to try to succeed.
So the zone run scheme that McDaniel's got, how great is it for running backs? When you're in the scheme like this and you are a running back, how much fun is it to play in that?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Running backs love it. It helps the offensive line. Offensive line, I would say, love it. It takes some pressure off of them. They can get the D linemen, the front seven, running sideways a little bit more. Man, it's great, and the way McDaniel has it set up is kind of cool.
Sonia, got to ask you, man. Being at every practice out there, watching that walking caffeine bomb out there, Tyreek Hill. What is that like watching that? That guy's energy is. I had no idea. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I mean, same. I've never seen someone so fast on the football field.
Yeah,
just never. I don't think it can be done. Like, that's the fastest. Like, that's as fast as it gets on a football field.
Yeah.
Sonny Michel joining us.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, cool guy, brings energy every day. Like, he's the same guy every day consistently. And I think that's what makes him who he is.
Sonny Michel joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Sonny, just the speed on the team in general with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle and Mostert and all these guys. I mean, there's a lot of speed to be on one offense.
Yes, like I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch up.
You know what's crazy? Sonny, I didn't realize I saw your track times at American Heritage Plantation. You know, we just kind of watch guys and go, he runs okay. Listen, they were really good times. You were 100 and 200 meter guy at a school that's usually got a lot of fast dudes anyway, and I was very impressed, but not as impressed. I forgot when I first heard about you starting in the eighth grade for high school football, you had 81 touchdowns in high school down here. Sony, that's unbelievable.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
You really didn't?
Wow.
I didn't.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it has been unbelievable. And by the way, that thing, your old school, you still go over there and work out at all, because it's become an NFL factory through the draft.
Yeah, that's where I spend most of my off seasons. I still train with the head coach now, who was the strength coach, Mike Smith, down in American Heritage, and I train there every off season. Any chance I get to go back and hang with some of the guys. Some of the current players there, you know, I do to try to give back some of my time.
Well, I was going to ask you, Isaiah McKenzie, I believe, does he still work out there too?
Yes, he definitely does.
Boy, that guy, he's been a Dolphin killer too. That guy, yep. Boy, has he been something else. Hey, I wanted to ask you, I didn't realize, I know somebody so Barry, as I just like to say, talking about your relationship with Nick Chubb and how close you guys are. Talk about that.
Oh, man, it's been a bond that was created in college. When we first got there, freshmen, we had room with each other during camp. And camp is, as many people know, is a very stressful time. So you have no choice but to get close with certain guys. And he was one of them that I got very close with. And, we kind of created a bond that's kind of been – it's kind of been going for so long.
Well, it's been great. Hey, Sonny, I want to ask you, because we get this all the time. I've been talking about it. I see the names on those jerseys. It's a pretty good roster that we've had. It's one of the best. You've seen what a Super Bowl roster looks like a couple of times. How do you like this group overall when you look at the defensive players? And by the way, it's guys you've played against, and I know that. And look at the names on the offensive side of the ball. I feel like this team's got a chance to be pretty darn good. What are your thoughts on the roster and the talent?
We have some great talent on this team. We have some great guys on this team. I think we have the pieces, but this team, we have a long way to go. We have, so many practices to go, so many games to go. And I think this week is a good challenge and a good opportunity for us to take a step into the right direction.
Well, I want to ask you this too, because we can't do an interview without asking you, what are your thoughts of now playing with Tua Tagovailoa since camp started and a little bit of the off season?
Tua, I've been a fan of Tua since college. He took a national championship away from me. I've always been a big fan of him. Kind of met him in the off season a couple years ago, kind of built a relationship. And I always wanted the opportunity to play with him. And now that I got that chance, I'm excited, man. He's an extremely talented quarterback, and even a better person. And when you get to be around great people, it's always great.
Sony, just between us three, you ever seen anything like it with the media coverage on Tua? The guy ties his shoe. There's a story on ESPN. Guy throws one pass.
Oh, I think he's seen that with Brady.
This is why I'm asking. This is the you played with Brady. You were up there in New England. You went to L.A., yet Tua, every single day, whatever this guy does, there's some story about him.
If, him being the quarterback of the team, they're always going to be spotlighting him. And he wouldn't be in this position if he couldn't handle it. So I'm excited for him and can't wait to see what's to come.
Well, listen, Sona, this is going to be fun. Now, Sona, I got to ask you a personal question. Don't get mad at me, but are you going to join in the off season? Can you see yourself on the tennis court with us? Could that happen?
Potentially. Me and Barry have been on – we were on the tennis court a couple times.
Yeah.
And that is very possible.
Okay.
He's been waiting to ask you that one. Hey,
Sony, it's been great talking to you, man. We've waited for years through your great high school, college career and what you've been able to do professionally, man. Thanks so much for coming on. Stay healthy, and we'll see you up in Tampa Bay.
Thanks, Sony.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that was Sonny Michel joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Hey, Cancer Fighters, registration's now open for the 13th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer. It's Saturday, February 25th. Sign up to join the Miami Dolphins at next year's Run, Walk, or Ride and raise funds with the DCC, which donates 100% of participant raised funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Registration closes February 11th. Visit DolphinsChallengeCancer.com. That's DolphinsChallengeCancer.com to sign up and start donating today.
All right, listen, we've got Steve Tasker coming up in just a couple of minutes from Buffalo. We'll talk about Josh Allen and the Bills. Just how good are they? That's coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Steve Tasker, One Bills Live, Bills legend, going to join us here for a couple minutes to talk about the Buffalo Bills and the AFC East. Steve, we appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Good to be with you again.
Steve, thank you. Hey, Steve, so much to talk about, and they've won some playoff games. Had a chance to get to a Super Bowl, had a really good team. A lot of people thought they could have won it all last year. And now all of a sudden expectations are at a different level. Early in camp, how's the team handled everything now that they're going to be the hunted?
Yeah, they felt like they're feeling like, and I think it's been McDermott's message that, you know, listen, they were there last year after the 2020 season, getting the AFC Championship game. Not playing well in that game, but still having a tremendous season. The expectations were through the roof. And it's amazing how much the last time people see you affects their opinion of you going forward. Bills put together, I think, probably a better 2020 season than they did last year. But they ended on a sour note, getting beat by a Chiefs team by a couple of touchdowns. Last year, they get into the shootout in Kansas City and look great doing it offensively. And people have higher expectations now than they did 2 years ago. So the message McDermott's given to his team is, hey, we live here. This is where our expectations are. It's not new territory for us. Let's go out and take care of business and prepare and play like champions. And, you know, I think the team has been good enough for 2 years to be in the conversation for, you know, the Super Bowl. But you got to play, you know, you got to play well on game day, man. You got to play well in that do or die situation. And they did play very well in Kansas City, but, you know, you meet a team that's got playmakers and they make a couple of plays on you in overtime and they beat you. So that's just kind of the world you live in, I think, when you're a contender.
We talk a lot about Josh Allen down here because you jumped over us, you jumped over Arizona, and you took this guy's little while. Big arm, but no one was real sure except the Bills. because they made the big move. And even his rookie year, Steve, I'm watching him, and he was throwing it everywhere. How the heck did he get so much better? Who gets all that credit?
Well, he does. He gets credit for getting better. I think the way you can, you know, if you want to give the Bills credit for it, they looked him in the eye and believed him when he told him he wanted to be the best one of the best quarterbacks in the league when he was playing. He wanted to be those guys. He wanted to get there, and he was going to do what it took to get there. He wanted to be a great quarterback while he was playing in the NFL. And, you know, you test how smart he is, and everybody says he's a really smart guy. That's proven to be true. He works really hard. He doesn't, you know, repeat mistakes very often. He gets better and better, and, you know, and he worked at it. So I think the Bills can get credit for believing what they saw in him and knowing how far he had to go, but knowing the ceiling was high because of his physical attributes. And they just believed that what the kid was telling them. He's smart enough, worked hard enough to get better. And with his physical attributes, you know, it kind of, he became kind of this mushroom cloud, you know, it's kind of a slow start, but man, when he got good and then in 2020, he just exploded and took it from there. But I think he deserves most of the credit. The Bills deserve credit for knowing what they were looking at and believing what they saw.
Steve, Ken Dorsey now, first camp, first year as offensive coordinator now with Josh Allen. I know that there was a lot of pressure on Ken coming into that role, but how do you think he's gone so far, and what do you think is going to go this season with him as the new OC?
Well, the early returns are pretty good. I mean, the player, you know, the quarterback room is really impressed with him. They like what he's doing. They like his play calling. They like his sequencing of plays. They like all of that stuff. But I don't think there's any question it's going to be different than it was with Daboll. I don't know how that's going to look, and I don't even know if a casual fan like all of us, you know, out here, even if you study film, I don't know if we're going to be able to get the big differences in this offense, right, you know, just by looking at it. You know, I think the players will see it. Maybe we'll – it's hard to imagine, you know, an offense playing better than they were at the end of Brian Daboll's tenure here. But that's, you know, that's obviously what they're shooting for. They want to build on it and get better. The weapons are going to be a little different. But I think the early returns are that Dorsey was up to the task. He's been in this place for three of this will be his fourth year here. And I think they like what they're seeing from him. And how that manifests itself remains to be seen because we haven't even seen a preseason game. But the players and the skill guys, offensive line, and of course the quarterback room seem like they're all in with him. They like him. They like his aggressiveness. They like the way he thinks. He and Josh Allen see the game the same way. We'll see if that turns into a good thing or whether it becomes a little bit stale because there's no other voices in the room. But the early returns are it's going very well.
Steve, Gabriel Davis just had a friggin' – you talk about a guy had a game. I mean, nobody likes to lose, but I wouldn't mind having that kind of game if I'm going to lose, getting on that plane to fly home. Does he move up now as part? And now that we got teased a little bit, and the Dolphins have seen, by the way, how good he is too, is this a chance for him to have a real breakout year and see a lot more targets?
Yeah, in fact, last year he still started out, it was like the number three outside guy behind Emmanuel Sanders and Steph Diggs. And then as the season rolled on, they got into the last month and a half, maybe the last eight games of the season. Maybe not quite that many, but certainly the last six games of the season, Gabe Davis got more and more snaps and became the number two at the end of last year. And, of course, in the playoff game, you saw him emerge as a full number two to Steph Diggs. And if they're going to, you know, double Steph Diggs and sit on him, Gabe Davis was up to the task. You know, the four-touchdown game in Kansas City really carried the entire team into the expectations that we're seeing and talking about now. Gabe Davis has been a really good player for this club, very dependable. He catches everything. I think that's the thing I notice about him more than anything is his ability to catch the football in tight windows. And I think he's ready for it. There's no question he's going to start this season as the number two on the field and be there all the time. And that'll be the first time in his career where the season has started that he's that guy. In 2020, his rookie season, I'll never forget it. We didn't know anything about him, and in that 2020 season when the team kind of took off, he caught the first pass of the season from Josh Allen in that year he broke out. First pass, week one, it was a pass to Gabe Davis. So Josh trusted him from day one, and I think that has proven to be the case. He is a trustworthy guy, and they're going to give him a shot to be the number two.
Steve, I don't know what's deeper on the team, the running back position or wide receivers. I look at the depth chart. It's up and down with pretty good players here and there. That running back room, I know it's been deep the last couple of years, but this is going to be looks like a fun season if Zach Moss and Devin Singletary can stay healthy.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're good backs. They're a little bit similar. You know, there was a little bit of talk here in Buffalo last year when Zach Moss came in that they were going to be kind of interchangeable. They're kind of the same guy.
Right.
They drafted James Cook out of Georgia. He's a little different. He's faster. He's more skilled in the passing game. No question about it. He's a different animal than Moss and Singletary. I don't think there's any question. Singletary finished the season very strong last year. And he'll probably be there in week one as this season gets rolling. But it would be my thought that as this offense evolves, I think James Cook is going to be a bigger and bigger part of it as the season rolls along. I think McDermott has always forced young players to earn their way onto the field, no matter what situation the roster is in. He makes them prove it. And so if James Cook can do that, I think he'll be a bigger and bigger part of things as well.
And the other guy is Greg Russo from down here. James Cook, of course, also from Miami. But what's your thoughts on going into year two for Greg Russo?
I think he's really got a high upside. I mean, there's no question he's physically gifted. He's a tall dude. He's worked very hard at getting better. And I think the presence of Von Miller on the other side, plus – in the practice, you see those guys talking all the time, Miller and Russo. Vaughn has really worked a lot with Greg about, you know, technique, hand placement, angles, leverage, just everything. And Russo has been soaking it up. So, this could be a really big year for Greg Russo, not only the fact that he's put some work in, but also the fact that he's sitting at the feet of Von Miller, listening to everything the guy says. So high hopes for Greg Russo to be out there. You know, they do rotate those guys through constantly. And so it's rare that anybody even takes 50% of the snaps in the rotation. But, you know, they're going to pick and choose where those two guys are on. And I think Russo's going to see the benefit of having Von Miller not only on the field but in the locker room.
Well, before we let you go, I got to ask you the national part of you. What are your thoughts on what the Dolphins have done down here? Because I've been saying, listen, we got to beat the Buffalo Bills. They've beaten us seven straight games.
Right.
What are your thoughts on this team?
Well, from up here, it looks like they're a problem. The speed that they bring to it, Waddle's a really good player. And, of course, Tyreek, Bills fans, and you know, we're sticking needles in our Tyreek dolls up here. I mean, the guy's a killer. So, that is a problem for us. Plus your defense is, and your defensive backfield holds up really well against them. Josh is certainly a difference maker. I know it too from up here. We're thinking of how good can Tua be with all those guys around him. Certainly it's going to be a better offense. Your new head coach is a problem for people to get their mind around. They don't know what that's going to look like or what that's going to mean because they've seen how much McDermott has transformed this franchise. And, you know, Bills fans are hoping against hope that your guy isn't that guy. there's so many unknowns up here. But, yeah, the Tyreek deal is certainly an attention grabber. And the fact that Waddle was such a good player last year, we look around and say, yeah, our secondary is really good. It's going to really help that, Kyir Elam, the kid from Florida, is going to get a go against Steph Diggs every day in practice. But then because he's going against the best there is. But then you look around the conference, every week you're going to be playing a really good crew of receivers. So that's kind of the atmosphere in the league right now. But I really, really wonder if the Bills defense can keep a lid on the speed the Dolphins bring to the table.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to play not once but twice, including early in the season down here. Steve, thank you so much,
Steve.
Man. Really appreciate it for you coming on. Thank you.
Dan, thanks. Joe, take care.
You too.
Right. Steve Tasker, One Bills Live, Bills legend up there joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Business owners, let me ask you a question. Are you feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your own business? Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent, the list goes on and on and on. Fortunately for you, there's Insperity. That's right. They put 30 plus years of HR experience to work, offering your employees competitive benefit options while lightening your HR load. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. You're able to focus on your employees, your other priorities. Your employees can thrive. Your business can grow. That's what Insperity is going to help with you. Full service HR, employee benefits, HR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Technology, Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
All right, welcome back, and want to thank everybody, Sony Michelle and Steve Tasker, for coming on here in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, boy, I'll tell you what. I don't know about you. I'm tired of talking about Tua until we get to these games. I really am, and yet First Take is Woody is at it again this morning, man.
So you ready for the First Take?
What other turns can you make? What is it?
Does Tua need to perform well right away to keep his job? And then underneath it, it says Dolphins signed Teddy Bridgewater in the offseason.
Yeah.
And it goes through the first four games of the schedule.
We got four tough
ones.
All agree.
Teddy Bridgewater's on the team. So I'll ask you guys, ESPN's big question of the day, does Tua need to perform well right away to keep his job?
He needs to get off to a good start for the team, number one.
But I don't think he's on a short leash.
But I don't think after four games, if he's healthy, they're going to be saying, Tua's done. I mean, Tua needs to be. When are we? No, I don't.
You don't think we're going to see the I've seen enough part?
No. Nope. Way too much all in on Tua Tagovailoa. And listen, man, I've watched him, and I think he'll be plenty good enough to win some games and put up numbers. I mean, look at defense still got to play the way we think they're going to play. We've given this whole team a hall pass pretty much, right? We've looked at the defense and said defense can be really good. But Tua, and I'm like, well, the defense needs to – there's a lot of really good names on that defense. There's a lot of really good names on that defense. But those guys still got to show up and play, right? I mean, they still got to get some stops, get some takeaways.
Well, expect them to be better than last year.
So,
defense. I mean,
where were they? What did I tell you? They were 14 last year.
Like, they all came back, same team, same personnel, added a couple pieces. Like, yeah, we're expecting them to be better.
15th overall, actually, in total defense. And look, they got to be flirting with top 10.
Right.
Numbers got to be better, more takeaways. And
when we talk about
sacks,
the pressure on the offense and Mike McDaniel and Tua and this new scheme that's being put in, there's a lot of pressure on that defense that's returning.
Yeah.
Because if they don't play well, that's a whole different story.
That's not sexy to talk about defense on these shows.
Well, of course, because you have Tyreek and Tua and Waddle and those guys, right?
So Tua is, and we'll we'll see. I crack up. Like, how many more ways can you do a Tua topic here during camp or this offseason? It's got to be a record for us. Tua, different Tua takes on different streets that you turn off at. Oh, we haven't tried this one. Go this way. Okay, here we go. We've got this one.
I mean, it's an interesting question, though, because you do have Teddy Bridgewater sitting there.
So we got our fan base now going, all right, I've looked at the first four games.
I don't think so, but if they get off to a 1-3 start, I can guarantee you because of the – I mean, you know everyone has their mind made up on two already. So I will guarantee you if the Dolphins start 1-3 or 0-4 or something like that, you're going to be bombarded with people that want Teddy Bridgewater to play.
Is the offense playing bad or is the defense giving up?
If the Dolphins are 1-3, the offense is not going to be playing well. It's not like they're going to look like world beaters and lose three of their first four games.
It could happen.
I think it's going to take time because of the new coach and the new staff and all this other stuff. I think it's going to take a little time. I find this very interesting. Vegas says they're over under win totals at either 8.5 or 9, depending where you're looking.
Right.
So it's basically saying, do you think they're going to be better than they were last year?
They're going to say that they're pretty much the same record as last year. They're 9-8.
So I just think it's very interesting to see that start of the season, that first four games, and if they start 1-3, I guarantee you you're going to get people that are going to want Teddy Bridgewater to play. And you know that.
I would be shocked if Tua's healthy if a change is made.
All season?
Oh, I agree with you. I agree.
We're talking about four games.
I don't think they'll yank him, but I can guarantee you there's going to be a large portion of the fan base that wants to see what Teddy Bridgewater could do with this offense if Tua looks terrible first four games.
Nope.
If he looks like he hasn't improved from last season and the Dolphins are 1-3.
If he's struggling through four games.
Or 0-4 or something like that.
We have to see a massive struggle.
I would be very surprised. I don't expect to go 0-4 with this team. I don't care that it's a new coach or the coach's been around 20 years. Nobody's going to say what you keep saying, Woody, is like, well, you know, it's going to take a while for the system to kick in. No. That's why you have an off season. That's why you have a long camp. That's why you have practice against other teams. Yeah, it is, Woody.
Is it a long camp, Joe?
Woody, it is in time.
Okay.
It's about the mental stuff and keeping yourself ready to go and stuff. Yeah,
I'm damaged because the last time we brought in one of these wide receivers, it took like, you know, actually didn't click eventually.
Right.
So I hope that it clicks with Tua and Tyreek Hill.
But, Woody, you're the only guy who keeps bringing up this right. 4 weeks and, oh, it's going to take a while, so we shouldn't. Like, no, Woody, it's 17 games.
I don't think you can panic.
They all count.
If it's 1-3.
They all count. Last year, after that first game, we lost all those games. Even though you had an unbelievable, seven-game winning streak and won 8-9, you win 8-9 and don't make the playoffs? No, those games early in the year are important. It's not baseball where you play 162 or hockey and basketball where you play, 82. It's not.
Let me read you a couple of texts real quick here. This guy says Teddy was terrible in Denver last year, and in fairness, Teddy has gotten plenty of opportunities. I don't think he's the answer, but I think that there are going to be a lot of people.
You need to stop with the slow start, though. You need to stop with the slow start.
Tua never plays a full season. We will see Teddy when Tua gets hurt.
If he does get hurt, well, two things.
He's there, right.
If he gets hurt.
Another guy just texted in fragile in all caps.
Yeah, but so I'm going to just say this on behalf of the injury thing, because here we are before we play a preseason game. If he gets injured again and he misses too much time, he's done. They're no more coming back with Tua. Like he needs, and he can't control, and he's going to get the crap knocked out of him. He just is. Like a lot of guys, somebody's going to hit him. He doesn't see till late. If he can't get up and he's not durable, you can't trust him either. It's no different in other positions, And then that'll be for a whole different conversation.
Yeah, a long conversation.
So we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but
ESPN might be onto something here, man. They got the debate going.
Well,
let me get you another couple of texts.
I just want to say this: you got to stop with that the slow start, the first four games. Stop.
I just made a point that if they start 1-3, you're going to get because you already got fans that don't want Tua to play. So if they start 1-3,
they're not going to. Well, they haven't been in this offense, so it's going to take a while.
Tua for Teddy Bridgewater. This guy says, check down Teddy, not going to unseat Tua as a starter. Look at the Dolphins Vegas odds. They're a 500 team, plus or minus a few games.
Well, listen, if they're two games better than 500 or three games better than 500,
they're in the playoffs.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
Right. They're 9-8 last year.
Roll your eyebrows all you want. You get to 10-7, you're in, most likely.
I hope you're right. I want rid of Tua and Coach McNerd. I hope the team gets killed so that they can get fired faster.
There's our textures for the day. Coach was on with
us. Don't worry. Coach Mack going to unleash the Alabama Tua. Tua finally has a competent offensive coaching, run game, and a better coached O-line.
That's true.
Yes, yes, and yes.
That's true, right.
Our backup is Teddy, not Brady. No knowledgeable fan will be calling for him, says Rafa. Do you just, you know, put my whatever opinion aside, do you agree that if the Dolphins start 1-3 or 0-4, people will be begging for Teddy Bridgewater?
That Teddy is one of the most popular players ever play in Dade County, 100%.
Okay.
I've already
heard. The backup
heard
quarterback's always a sexy option.
I went to the Dade County High School Media Day. What do you think that was like? How many times do you think Teddy's name came up the other day? Teddy is big in Dade County. One of the most popular athletes to ever come out of downtown, inner city.
Texter from the 919 says Teddy Bridgewater will play a lot of games this year.
Ooh, well.
A lot of games, huh?
I don't know. You really think Tua's going to get hurt this year? I don't think
so. I don't think so.
Well, I don't ever start the season by going he's going to get hurt. Although, if somebody would ask me about Devontae Parker and he's up there,
I would have said probably, yeah.
It was like
over under on Devontae games this year, if I would have told you 11.
He can play 11. He can get 12 and 13. 12?
Just, but okay. It's the Dolphins' luck. Devontae's going to go for like a million yards this season.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh,
like
my God.
300 catches.
You're that dog's been getting kicked so long. Somebody walks by you and you just like, who's going to kick
me
next?
By the way, we were praising that Patriots offense. You see the latest article? Patriots offense struggling in training camp.
Whatever.
Right. We were just praising
that doesn't
it
count,
the other
though,
day.
Right? Because it's Belichick.
So good.
I think Belichick's a bum, and you always jump me every time I say it. This guy says, why do you borrow bad content from ESPN? That's the ESPN question of the day about Tua, man. Love
no,
that.
We're just having some fun with the love national
that
media.
Well, it's always because it's every day. That's why.
I always love them. We spin it somehow, and it gets to – we got four tough games. Nobody's going to disagree. We got four really tough games to start. First thing you got to do is you got to beat New England again like you did in that last game of the regular season
that'll
last year.
Help, yeah.
That's where you start. You beat them.
All right. Texter says Teddy Bridgewater is terrible. Draft a pro-style quarterback. Then another guy says, does Chris Greer, the front office, even realize they have a potential Heisman candidate in their own backyard? Enough with this one-trick pony. I think he's talking about Tyler Van Dyke.
Oh, I didn't know if you meant Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Oh, I guess he's talking about Tyler Van Dyke, right?
I would assume so.
I'm guessing Lamar is going to sign that contract that's floating out there now. He's going to make his way in there on his own.
Hope he does it by week 3.
Hope he's got an attorney to look at everything, by the way.
All right, since we're examining every scenario this morning here, Joe, the 713 wants to know if Tua looks amazing in the first 5 games but gets hurt and is out for the season, is he our future?
Nope. Wow.
We are just looking at every angle, man.
No, listen, let's just keep bringing him in here and let's play make-believe world. So Tua played great the first 5 games.
All right, so they go 4-1.
And he gets injured. He's out the rest of the year.
And he's done for the
now
season.
Now he's injury prone. He's right. Done.
Okay.
All these wannabe prognosticators and GMs tired of the Finns are going to be the surprise of the NFL. Tua will play all 17 games and Finns will be in the hunt big time.
In the hunt where we want.
Dolphins are always in the hunt.
No, not always. Remember, we had to sneak
our way
in. We
don't want
to
be in the
year.
Hunt. We want to be like right above in the hunt.
No, we actually have been in the hunt the last 2 years.
But we're always in the hunt.
Right. It's taken a little bit to get to past that like bottom shell of in the hunt.
The problem has been, well, we put ourselves in and we're the last road game in Tennessee and the one in Buffalo.
Right.
And by the way, there was no question. We got our ass kicked in both games.
Ugh.
Those knocked us out. Literally came home and went, you're done. Nice season, but you're done. Good job getting back over 500 after losing all those games that you did, including Jacksonville.
I like this guy here texting from Crappy Orlando. This guy says, please stop allowing Hollywood a forum. He's so negative. He's only trying to stir the pot. Then he says, F me.
I like that.
Yeah,
did he go an F you?
Hey, you know what, man?
F
listen,
you!
I think the Dolphins are going to win 17 games.
There you go.
Nobody's saying that, Woody. Why,
Tua could be the
MVP. That? Why'd you just go Larry Zonka on me?
But, Hollywood, did you
why
look?
Did you, why,
have you looked past the first 4 games? Like, did you look
I
at the next
the
7 after
gets
that?
Easier.
At,
I just
at
happen,
the Jets,
I just
Minnesota,
think,
Pittsburgh,
Zach,
Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, and Houston.
I think they'll be right around there.
I don't
over
expect.
Over under win I think it'll be right around 9.
But you can't have long losing streaks. And by the way,
I don't see one in there.
Early in the year, well, because people are saying, well, we're going to go in 4 in the first 4
who
games.
Says that? You're going to lose to all 4 of those teams? New England's no world beater. Baltimore's no world beater. Buffalo, sure.
I got to tell you something, man. Your schedule at home for the first 2 games, man, are fantastic. The Patriots and the Bills.
Right. Love it.
And it's hot and humid. Let's go. Let's go play. Let's play, figure it out, and see how it looks. But you got to be ready to go. That's part. By the way, that's part of whether you're a new coach or you've been around 900 years like Belichick, your job's get the team ready to go for the opener. They're already working on it. They're already looking at it. They've got their vets already talking about it. And a lot of the guys were on the team last year defensively to know what they like to do. And by the way, we know DeVante Parker, if he's their new go-to guy, I think we know DeVante Parker better than anybody.
Right.
Back shoulder throw, and they're going to throw it up.
Well, I was going to say 50-50 chance he plays.
Nah, he'll be ready. He'll be ready for the opener.
Why talk this trash? Let's talk 3-1 instead from the 305.
Well, you're the only one trying to go 1-3 or 0-4.
I'm just saying, well, like, what if it happens?
Well, what if they go 4-0? Oh, what are you going to say then? What if they go 3-1?
You're doing
the last time he started 4-0.
Who cares?
1970? Like,
but who cares?
Hey,
we
back
can't
off.
Talk about that?
Hey, back off.
Personally, tired of the Tua talk.
Jump
I'd rather talk
here,
about
Joe
Joe's that. Fat cat at this point from DC Rob.
You know what, DC Rob?
Damn.
Anything but my fat cat. I don't mind. But
we posted a picture on Twitter yesterday.
Wasn't my cat.
Somebody said it was. I don't.
I've never given a picture of my cat. And by the way, I have a green light if I want to take a picture, and I decided again yesterday.
What kind of cat is it? Like, what's?
I don't know.
Well, what color?
It was a shelter cat that was picked up.
But like, what color? What kind of cat? What color?
What we call it, orange cat? Kind of orange with
is
little
it like
stripes.
A tiger cat? Yeah,
Garfield.
Tiger cat.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, looks like Garfield?
Big Billy's nice. Beautiful, man. He's a beautiful
don't
man.
Don't call him Big Billy. You're getting, that's where the
22
are.
Pounds, Zach. What do you want
matter.
Him to call him? Small Billy?
Okay, you're the one who gets pissed off when someone calls him Fat Billy.
I don't call anybody calling him.
Okay, so
big.
Then when someone says Big Billy.
I call
Billy,
you Big.
Right, all the time.
I don't say the other one.
No, that's fine.
Big guy. I'm a big guy.
Right. But don't call him Big Billy. Lay off Billy. Billy has feelings too.
I'll bring it tomorrow. I don't mind bringing it. Bring it.
What, Billy or a picture?
No, I'll bring a Billy in here. I'll bring a, you know, so you can see.
I want to have a Renshaw moment who's under the table.
No, I'm not doing that. None of that stuff. Hey, Woody, what else we got here? Give me one more before we go.
Well, no, we have to go.
We do. We have to go. Yeah. All right.
I'm not No, thanks, these guys are like, oh, you're negative about the Dolphins. Oh, give us something positive to talk about. We'll talk positive, okay?
You want an all-pro linebacker?
It's like the cheerleader program now all of a sudden.
Requested a trade.
21 years, we haven't been able. I mean, okay, man.
No, I mean, like, yeah, start 4-0. It's great. Let's start 4-0. It'll be the first time.
I didn't say 4-0. How about let's win the first game? Can we just get ready and stop looking ahead?
No one's more negative than Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, I'm the number one Dolphin.
He's not the only
guy out there. Yeah, that's me. It's me.
He's not the only one. All right. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up here.
Kiss my ass.
I want to tell you about a guy that's really positive about our Dolphins, a guy I was with this weekend. Paul, Leaf Chief Tiki Huts, wants to let you know, man, I'll tell you what. You see the work this guy's going. Have you ever thought about having a Tiki Hut? Seriously, for your home or your business? And I got to tell you, man, no matter what size or shape, he can do it to fit your backyard, anything you need. They are so cool. Matter of fact, I was thinking here for just a second. How'd you like fix up your backyard and get a Tiki Hut sports bar to watch, right? Put the TVs in there, put that ice chest in there, and sit all day Saturday and Sunday and watch all your favorite games in a really cool Leaf Chief Tiki Hut. Not a bad way to go. And by the way, no matter what size it is, man, it's going to be the dream of your life. Absolutely gorgeous. They are so cool. More and more people are doing it, staying home, not going to games, and just sitting home in their Tiki Hut and enjoying themselves. They build Tiki Huts in all shapes and sizes, been in business since 2011, and their Tiki Huts are eco-friendly and will add value to your home or your business. They're licensed and insured. You don't have to worry. They've been doing this a long time. Paul and his gang are really good. Hey, if you're interested, you want a free estimate, see what they can do for you and your size property, call 954-743-9117. Tell them what you want done. They can do it. Want to find out more about it, 954-743-9117 or visit online at www.leafchieftikihuts.com. Check it out. They got pictures of some of the ones they've done, man, down by – I wish I lived on the ocean with some of those, man. They are just friggin' awesome. Leaf Chief Tiki Huts and my man Paul ready to take really good care of you. Check it out and give them a call today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.